News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Bob Sands. Several private citizens who spoke to the state school board today made it clear what they had to go through just for a chance to speak at a public meeting of the state school board about issues that are important to them. Kerry Warner was one of those speakers.
I want to apologize for my appearance. I've been here since 4 p.m. yesterday, an unnecessary requirement for anyone wanting to speak to this board.
Another speaker was removed from the meeting for refusing to stop talking after her 3 minutes was up. She had sat outside with her children waiting for hours. That included a handicapped child who was crying as his mother was being forcibly removed from the meeting. Oklahoma's already poised to dramatically expand production of hemp, and a bill that has cleared a House committee would create a new task force to help move the production of hemp forward. Hemp can be used to make everything from plastics to clothing. And allowing chaplains to work in Oklahoma public schools has narrowly cleared the House. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Bob Sands.
Attention royalty owners, it's time for the 2024 NARO Oklahoma State Convention. Join us May 22nd through the 24th at the historic Skirvin Hilton in Oklahoma City as we celebrate the resilience of Oklahoma's rich oil and gas history. Learn about a host of educational topics designed specifically for Oklahoma mineral and royalty owners. For more information or to register, go to www.naro-us.org or call 1-800-558-0557.
The Radio Oklahoma News Network is the only state news network with a full-time reporter covering agencies that spend your tax dollars. Albert Castellanos is on the job, monitoring the State Department of Education, the Turnpike Authority, the Legislative Office of Fiscal Transparency, and the Corporation Commission. Hear his reports daily on one of our great news affiliates.